Well, I didn't die. First thing I did was put on the inner liner of my EVA suit. Not the bug suit itself, just the inner clothing I wear under it, including the gloves and the booties. Then I got the oxygen mask from the medical supplies and some lab goggles from the Vogel's chem kit. Almost all of my body was now protected and I would be breathing canned air. Why? Because hydrogen is very toxic. If I breath too much of it, I'd get major lung problems. If I get it on my skin, I'll have chemical burns for the rest of my life. It wasn't taking any chances. I turned the valve until the trickle of hydrogen came out. I let one drop fall into the irradiant bowl. It undramatically sizzles and disappears. But hey, that's what I wanted. I just fed up hydrogen and nitrogen. Yay! One thing I have in buildings here is bags. They are not much different than kitchen trash bags, though I'm sure they cost $50,000 because NASA. In addition to being our commander, Lewis was also the geologist. He was going to collect rock and soil samples from all over the operational area. Weight limits restrict how much she could actually bring back, so she was going to collect first, then sort out the most interesting 50 kilograms to take home. The bags are to store and tag the samples. Some are smaller than the Ziploc, while others are as big as the hefty lawn and leaf bag. Also, I have duct tape. Ordinary duct tape, like you buy at a hardware store. Turns out, even NASA can improve on duct tape. I cut up a few hefty size bags and taped them together to make a sort of tent. Really, it was more of the super-sized bag. I was able to cover the whole back where my hydrogen's mad science setup was. I put a few knickknacks on the table to keep the plastic out of the uranium bomb. Thankfully, the bags are clear, so I can still check what's going on. Next, I sacrificed the spacesuit to the course. I need an air hose. I have a surplus of spacesuit, after all. A total of 7, one for each crew member and one spare, and so I don't mind murdering one of them. I cut a hole on the top of plastic and duct taped it on the housing place. Nice seal, I think. With some more string from Jonathan's clothing, I hang the other end of the hose from the top of the hapstone by 2 angle thread, kept them well clear of the hose opening. Now I had a little chimney. The hose was about 1 centimeter wide, hopefully a good aperture. The hydrogen will be hot after the reaction, and it will want to go up, so I will let it go up the chimney, then burn it as it comes out. Then I had to invent fire. NASA put a lot of effort in to make sure nothing here can burn. Everything is made of metal or flame, retardant plastic and the uniforms and the synthetic. I need something that could hold a flame, some kind of pilot light. I don't have the skills to keep enough H2 flowing to feed the flame without killing myself, to narrow a margin there. After a search of everyone's personal items, hey, if they want privacy, they shouldn't have abandoned me on Mars with that stuff. I found my answer. Martinez is a devout Catholic, I know that. What I didn't know was he brought along a small wooden cross. I'm sure NASA gave him a shit about it. But I also know Martinez is one stubborn son of a bitch. I chipped his sacred religious item into a long splinter using a pair of pliers and a screwdriver. I figure if there's God, he won't mind considering the situation I'm in. Ruining the only religious icon I have leaves me vulnerable to Mars vampires. I'll have to risk it. There were plenty of wires and batteries around to make a spark. But you can't just ignite wood with a small electric spark. So I collect ribbons of bark from a local palm tree. Then got a couple of sticks and rubbed them together to create enough friction to. No, not really. I wrench pure oxygen at a stick and give it as a spark. Lit it up like a match. With my mini torch in hand, I started a slow hydrogen flow. It seizes on the uranium and disappeared. Soon I had short bursts of flames sputter from the chimney. The main thing I had watched was the temperature. Hydrogen breaking down is extremely isomeric, so I did it a bit at a time, constantly watching the readout of the thiocouple attached to the iridium chamber. Point is, the process worked. Each hydrogen tank holds a liter of over 50 liters, which would be enough to make 100 liters of water. I'm limited by my oxygen production, but I was all excited about. So I'm willing to use half of my reserves. Long story short, I will stop when the tank is half empty, and I will have 50 liters of water at the end.